What does Ron Klain know about Ebola?
Well, the thing that's... Let's talk about... let me restate why this person... why the president believes it was important to add this person to his team. The president, again, wanted somebody who could serve in a coordinating function to manage the implementation of our whole-of-government approach to this Ebola situation. So I guess to more directly address your question, what we were looking for is not an Ebola expert, but rather an implementation expert. And that's exactly what Ron Klain is. He is somebody who has extensive experience in the federal government. He's somebody that has extensive management experience when it comes to the private sector.
Is he a czar? Is that his title? What is his title?
His title is he is the Ebola response coordinator. I know that there are some Republicans and even some pundits who are describing him as a czar. They're certainly welcome to do that. We describe him as the Ebola response coordinator.
The administration back in 2009 said that there isn't anybody working for the White House that you would call a czar. So,
and we do not call him a czar. Again, that is what Republicans and some pundits want to call him. I don't know if that is intended as a derogatory term. Maybe it is. Maybe some people mean it that way and some people don't. We describe him as the Ebola response coordinator, and we think that he is exceedingly well suited to the task.
And he's going to report to Lisa Monaco and Susan Rice.
That's correct.
So are they in charge of the Ebola response, or is he going to be in charge of the Ebola response?
Well, we've had the opportunity to discuss this quite a bit over the last couple of days. The fact of the matter is this administration, under the direction of the president, is pursuing a whole-of-government approach to responding to this Ebola situation. That means there are very important areas of responsibility for the Department of Defense in West Africa. USAID and CDC have responsibilities for some of the efforts that are underway in West Africa. Here in this country, there are important responsibilities that the CDC has for communicating with healthcare professionals and with hospitals across the country. DHS has a responsibility for securing the borders. Each of those agencies is responsible for performing that work, and it's the responsibility of Mr. Klain to coordinate those efforts across agencies to make sure that we are maximizing this whole-of-government approach. But ultimately, the buck stops with the President of the United States, as it always does.